Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from our friends at the Shoreline Players to talk about another Youth Drama Association presentation, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm doing fantastic. Getting ready to, fed to my medieval kingdom.
Yes, I like that. Yes, a medieval mystery being put on by the Youth Drama Association. One show this Saturday night, so we don't want people to miss out on this event.
That's right. This is as we call it when we're prepping, a one and done.
Yeah, one and
guess
done.
What? A one and done takes just as much work as anything else we do, so it keeps us busy.
Boy, you betcha. Now, it's happening Saturday night at the Shoreline Players Theater there. And tell us what we're going to see when we come on out Saturday night.
Well, we're currently getting ready and transforming our stage into the Whitehaven Castle in the village of Cambridgeshire, so that everybody can kind of be transported to this kingdom. And we have 13 great kids who've been busy working on their character development and their improv skills, and they're going to bring this all to life Saturday at 7 o'clock. And this is similar to the murder mysteries that we put on at the Camp Inn Lodge, but there's generally not a murder. What we have that will occur during this event is a theft that will then be investigated, and the audience comes in, and we've got the theater set up a little different than what they might expect if they haven't attended one of these at the theater before. Our great sponsors here on Tent and Event brings in tables and chairs, and they're down in the orchestra pit, and the audience gets to sit right down near the cast. And the action begins on stage, and before you know it, the cast is filtering through the audience, and the crime has occurred, and they get to ask questions of the characters, and of course the characters will make sure they get a bit of information out, but you may want to be eavesdropping if a character happens to be right near you or something. You might want to pay attention so you're getting the whole story, because not everybody might be telling the truth when they're talking to you, because of course there's a criminal in their midst when this is happening.
Exactly. So it sounds like a fun evening, and I'm sure the kids will have just as much fun as the audience will then.
Oh, my goodness. This one has been, it's been a riot, because the minute you bust out all those great costumes,
Yeah, exactly.
They were just having a great time last week going through the costumes, putting together their characters, because, of course, we have a king, a queen, and our lovely Princess Elizabeth, and the reason for our gathering is it is her birthday, and everyone has come to attend and celebrate her birthday.
Gotcha.
So that's how everyone comes together. And of course, we've got some great sponsors in the community. Our friend Debbie at the Camp Inn Lodge, and our friend Bill Tate over there at Tatesville Affair are providing some food. So, it's not a full dinner like when we do our dinner theater at the Camp Inn Lodge, but you get some wonderful hors d'oeuvres, and of course, it's a birthday party. So what do you think dessert's going to be?
Ooh, maybe some birthday cake. Yeah, exactly.
Let them eat cake for sure.
Oh, man.
So it's going to be just a fun evening with a great group of kids. And of course, we bring in some of our regulars. So you'll recognize a few of the faces. We have some of our adult performers come in to work with the kids. We'll have Renee Diener, Kathy Abernathy, Shayna Forbes, Mike Matern, and Josh Bowles will all be joining us from the adult side of our dinner theater, mystery actors. And they kind of are there to keep the story on track work with the kids to give them a little more experience at what we're doing. And it's a fun, fun evening. Matter of fact, we sold out our tickets when we did this in the spring with the kids.
Okay.
Everybody had such a great time.
Well, and the tickets are only $7. That's amazing.
Yeah, $7. You get a great family-friendly night of entertainment. You get some food. You get to solve a mystery. I mean, you just can't go wrong.
No.
You can't go wrong with this event.
Now, tickets available in advance or just at the door on a Saturday night?
Tickets, we'll have a lovely character at the box office waiting to sell you your tickets. The box office will open at 6 o'clock. We'll start seating around 6:30 and serving you some of the great food that our local restaurants are providing, and then the show begins at 7.
Excellent. Shoreline Players Theater there on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda, and it's the Youth Drama Association, A Medieval Mystery, this Saturday night at 7. And as always, Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players, thanks for joining us on Sunrise Side.